Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon episode. And today, like we do, I want to say once every couple months, we're doing a little chatterbox. We're a bunch of chatty Cathys. Ack. Legally, we do have to say Ack, I believe Ack was her catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Ack. Okay. Thank you. And General Ackbar was, of course, a tribute to Cathy.
Bail.
Is that right?
Bail. Just bail.
Bail. Okay. It's a trap. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Joined here, as always, by Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cohen.
Hello.
And I also had like a Bail Organa thing ready too.
Are we trying to conserve words this episode? I feel like I'm getting iced out.
I only get 100.
Oh, it's like that Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah.
And then you, like Life, him and Martin Lawrence.
I also have an Eddie Murphy movie thing going on, too. And that,
course,
in the morning,
course.
I am
you people,
waffles.
Of course. And we are joined by two of our favorite guests. They might be the people who have guested the most, possibly.
I think so.
Or sure. Janet Varney. Please welcome Ryan Rosenberg and Dan Lippert.
Yes. Yes.
Hello.
And
it's a thrill to be back.
Serving words.
It's a thrill. I only get 20. Fuck.
Dan and Ryan, how's it going? How are you doing? What's going on?
It's going well. It's going well. Just had a lovely, relaxing weekend, and we're back on the grind here.
Yeah.
Now the two of you do a few podcasts, I believe. Mm-hmm. You want to tell us about those podcasts up top? Because people after. Once we get into plugs, people turn off the episode. So let's get those out bright and early.
Yeah, well,
Dan
and I host.
Does that mean they'll turn it off right now?
Shit. Yeah,
these aren't plugs.
Sound
these
logic,
are,
sound logic.
These are interestings. This is the interesting part. We host a podcast called Man Dog Pod. It's an improv comedy and, conversation. We talk on there. And we have wonderful comedian guests, sometimes non-comedians, but usually not. And it's a blast. You guys have all done the show, of course, hilariously.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way you said that made it sound otherwise, but
hilariously.
I had a question for the two of you now, and Dan, I think I've seen this on your Instagram, but are you both doing like live improv shows again?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Or not again, but like you're doing some live improv shows. I'm curious because Chicago, as far as I'm concerned, like IO, our theater or the theater that the three of us used to perform at, just opened up a couple months ago, and I've been like slowly kind of like dipping my toes back into other shows. How have you guys found the live improv experience?
I don't know if there's a big rivalry between podcasts that you variously host, but we had a really great time at the Wet Bus show that Aaron's sitcom D&D team hosts. And that was like a particularly fun one because it's, I don't know how plugged in people are to stuff, but it's an indie improv show is what you would call it. And most of the time an indie improv show means nobody cares to promote, come to the show, or do well.
Hell yeah.
But this show was very clearly like very well put together, like passionately put together. The audience was really good and fun, and every team was really fun to watch. And kind of like reinvigorated my hardened old soul after I did that show. Those are the types of fun ones that are like, I'd had a few bad shows, so it was nice to do that one.
And to answer your question, Dan, there is a bit of a rivalry, so we'll go ahead and cut that out.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll leave in hardened old soul, and then we'll cut
really
around.
Hard on me. I'm really stuck in the middle here.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't cut around the part where you said that you just did a couple bad shows. That one has to stay in. So.
I just did a couple bad shows. I'm a hardened old soul.
I've been absolutely crushing and loving it.
Having the worst day that day that we did that show. I had like two panic attacks. I'd been crying all day. I felt horrible. And then I got there and improv is dead. opened, and I hadn't seen, they were Fudge with Damien in Chicago, and I hadn't seen them since pre-pandemic. It made me feel like I was 25 again. It made me so happy. And then you two had such a good show, and it, I was like, oh yeah, this improv shows can make you happy. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm, totally.
It can like change your mood. So that was lovely. Thank you for doing that, by the way. Very cool.
Oh my God. It was so fun. It was so fun. Everybody was so funny and good. It is like inspiring to, we've all been to like a million bad improv shows, you know? So when you go to a good one, you're like, right, the reason I do it. I do believe it can be fun. Yeah, it's been
there
cool.
I sometimes get defensive of like, if you've seen, there's an episode of Broad City where they portray improv, and there's like the Office episode. Mm-hmm. I sometimes get defensive of like, when they show improv and they're just like boner pills and chicken guts. And right. There's part of me that's like, it's so much more. Like, it's not fair.
Those and then sometimes I'll see a moves. Yeah.
And you use them
and
a lot.
I'll see a good improv show and I'm like, improv can be magical and can transport you. But I think it's so often just like the butt of a joke. So I do oscillate between the pride of like, good improv is the best thing in the world. And then like, in the cultural zeitgeist, the idea of like, oh, improv, right. like Michael Scott having a gun or whatever it is.
Right. So, yeah.
It's sometimes tough.
When that's in a show, no offense to the people that have done it, 'cause they're all very talented people. At the very end, before the credits, each writer should have to put how much money they spent on classes and when they stopped, and why was it because they just didn't make a team?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Where it's like, look at all these losers who I'm cooler than. And it's like, no, you are one with the group, and you can't just make fun of them.
Yeah, what Herald team was made from your level, buddy?
Yeah.
What was its name?
Conversely, sometimes when they do that thing on like a television show where they're like, this is an improv group, I'm always like pausing to like be like, do I know any of these people? Because I'm like, surely they must have just cast some improvisers. And then I'm like, hey, cool for these improvisers who are also getting some acting work, like playing improvisers. Like, that's fun, huh?
Yeah.
When I was in... Okay, go ahead, Adel.
Oh, I was going to say just very quickly, I always say that it's not, I sound like I'm really on my platform about improv today, but I always say it's not fair of like, you wouldn't go to, I don't know what the big venue is in LA, like the Whiskey Go-Go or something? What's
sure,
like
yeah.
a music venue? Whiskey yeah, Go-Go. You wouldn't go to Whiskey Go-Go, see a live band, and it's like very bad, a bad show, and you walk out and you're like, you know what? Music sucks. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, I've never seen live music before. That band sucked. But with improv, I feel like it's, you see one bad show and then it's for the rest of your life. You're like, improv is awful. So,
Yeah, totally.
Dan, what are you going to say?
Nothing. First of all, we're obviously cool improvisers because we can name more than one music venue.
Whiskey Go-Go. I want to say the Rose Bowl.
I think I heard some music in a Banana Republic once.
Yeah. In my car.
I was buying new pants for an improv show.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.